irrespective of what happens tonight in this, the final of the four quarterfinals, we are going to see, I am sure, those fans once again doing what they do best. It is, of course, France against Ireland at the Stade de France. Iceland, sorry. At the Stade de France in Saint-Denis. Oh, I'm sure there are Irish fans who, for a moment there, were living in dreamland. Didier Deschamps, well, he is tasked with making sure that this French side make their way through to the semi-finals as the host nation and, of course, on to the finals themselves. But who will be back here in a week's time? Will it be the French or will it be the side that has lit up this tournament, that has changed everything in European football during the course of the last 3 weeks? Can they make one giant step further towards those semis, or does this fairy tale end here tonight in Paris for the final time? We're looking forward to it. We are building up to it. France and Iceland coming your way this evening. So the Germans march into the semi-finals along with the Portuguese and the Welsh. Portugal, Wales, Germany through into those semis that take place in the middle of next week. Who is going to join them? And just a reminder of how the draw has panned out, the two halves, if you like, of the draw. Portugal face Wales in one semi-final. Germany sitting probably in their hotel tonight, waiting to find out who they are going to face. Have we seen two halves of football, consistent halves of football from France?
No, we haven't. No, we haven't. The first and foremost thing they should do is do not think or talk about Iceland being the underdogs. Just judge them with the way they have played against England. Mm-hmm. Think about how you're going to go. I mean, it doesn't help you when you think about Iceland as an underdog. England did that mistake.
Yeah.
They really have to play to the best of capabilities to beat this Iceland team.
I asked the question about have we seen the best of France, but have we seen the best of Paul Pogba in this competition?
Pogba is a quality player who's shown his quality on many, many occasions. You know, and I think mm-hmm. one of the frustrations of Manchester United fans is that he was there and they let him go, and all of a sudden now they want to buy him back for an extortion amount. The 100 million, if Manchester United can afford it, then I'm not worried about the price tag. What you want to see today, and it was an interesting point when you say about the star players actually performing. Sometimes it doesn't mean taking extra players on or having more touches. It might be simpler, better passes.
Yeah.
To break down this Icelandic side, because Payet is one who might, you know, think that he's got to take on an extra player to prove that he's better and doing a bit more, and that will actually be their undoing, a bit like England. And that was England's
problem. Well, let me ask you this then. There are three names that have been mentioned there. Payet, Pogba, Griezmann, we've all looked at. Who has been the standout player in the France side? Has it been any of those three? Or
Payet.
Someone else?
Payet.
If you take the whole four games that they have played,
Payet. Yeah, correct. All the games.
Payet has been the standout performer.